Good day, listeners. This is Brother Larry. Wanting to bring to you a message of hope and encouragement and of growing to maturity, because that's the way that you combat yourself and that's the way you combat Satan. As I said before, these series of messages are on spiritual warfare. So everything that's said is along that line, even though we seem like I'm going on a tangent, but really not, because it all has to do with spiritual warfare and our walk with Jesus Christ. And today I'd like to center in and maybe a couple messages on being watchers or being alert or being vigilant, whatever term you want to use. So we're going to start today with a long passage of scripture, and we're going to look at a couple of long passages of scripture. So if you have a copy of your scriptures, and I hope you do, is that it's a lot easier if you follow along with me. And the first passage we're going to look at is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and starting in verse 6. So I'll give you a few seconds to find that. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and starting in verse 6. And while you're looking, I want to remind you that the subject we've been talking about is loving not the world. So I'm exhorting Christians about what I mean about not loving the world. Let me first again quote 1 John 2:15 as you're trying to find 1 Corinthians 2. John says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passes away in its lust thereof, but he that does the will of God abides forever." So we want to be watchers concerning the world and how it appeals to our mind and to our flesh, to our emotions and to our wills. So we want to be aware of this. And God has given us help. He has not left us alone. Because on our own, without Christ, we would be in the predicament of following the world system. And I think maybe this might be a good time to quote Dr. DeHaan and what his definition of the world is. Remember, in this passage in 1 John, John's not talking about people. He's talking about the things. He's talking about that world system that the Bible stands against, its philosophies, its teachings that stand opposed to the Word of God. So we're going to look at Dr. DeHaan in a second, but I want to read this passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, starting in verse 6, and follow along with me as I read. It says, "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect," and all that means is mature. So we speak wisdom among them that are mature, yet not the wisdom of the world. Remember, we just quoted 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15. "Not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew." And I'll explain what that means. In fact, I'll do it right now. The world didn't know it because there are, remember we talked about Ephesians 2, about that we were dead spiritually before we came to Christ. So the world is dead to spiritual things. especially the truth concerning Jesus Christ. Let me finish. For had the world known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed these things to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man, except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man but by the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know, and that's an important word here, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man, now the natural man is the unsaved man, one that runs by the world standards, or runs by his own will and his own emotions and his own intellect. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged as no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So you have help. You have the Spirit of God. And to teach you the things about this world that are counterproductive, that are against Christ. In 2 Corinthians 4:4 makes a statement. And who's the head of this world? And we read this passage before. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. This is a world that is driven by lust. That's what the scriptures say, 1 John 2:15. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Now, we talked about some of these, the first two. We talked about the lust of the flesh, and it's not always talking about sexual sins. The lust of the flesh is that fulfilling our cravings and our needs, and it could be other than sexual sins. We talked about the lust of the eyes. We talked about the eye gate. Things that enter into our mind through the eyes, and the scripture had a lot to say about the eye gate and how we would protect ourselves from that. So be careful what you watch, and I would say be careful what you listen to also. And we're going to talk about in a future broadcast about pride, which is actually the source of all the rest of them, which John says is called the pride of life. And this works against God's will. And this is a world that is driven by its lust. And that's pretty obvious today. As the scriptures say, especially in James chapter 4, verse 1, it says, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your lust or desires that battle within you? You lust and you have not. You kill and desire to have and you cannot obtain. You fight and you war. You have not because you ask not, because you ask with the wrong motives, that you may consume it on your own lusts. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity or enemy against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. So here's what I want us to do. I want us to be watchers. I want us to be always on the alert. We need to be on the alert of our own desires and our own will that would work against the will of God in our lives. We need to be on guard. We need to be vigilant. We need to know ourselves pertaining to these three areas of the world system that the scriptures talk about. So we need to watch. We need to be careful. And as Paul said in Corinthians passage that we read, he says, we have the spirit of understanding or discernment that the world does not have. There's no excuse for the Christian to be following the ways of the world. In fact, if you would turn to another passage, which is in the book of 2 Peter, if I may find that and read it to you. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 17, which says, yea, therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, it says, beware. That's being on guard, that's being vigilant. Beware lest ye also, being led away with error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. So, being aware, always being alert. We need to be that way concerning these sins. Why? Because it leads to our demise in our spiritual life. It gives Satan a foothold into our lives if we do not conquer these certain areas of our life: the lust of the flesh, the lust of eyes, and the pride that so easily besets us. I always had to be on watch when I was in Vietnam, day and night, 24/7. As I said before, I always slept with one eye opened. Got very little sleep because the enemy was out there, and the enemy was seeking to kill me. So I had to always be aware, always be alert. And this is all, my friends, being part of being strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And this is crucial. It is absolutely crucial. The world is not our friend. The world system, the world's way of doing things, as they being controlled by the God of this world, is not our friend. Even though they would like to think that they are our friend. And that thing that Satan controls appeals to our natural man. So we want to not give in to the natural man. That means that we must always be alert. We must always be vigilant. We must always watch ourselves lest we stumble, lest we fall. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies, or your flesh, as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is good and pleasing and perfect will. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We talked about that in depth. We have to be transformed, not reformed. So transformed by the renewal of our mind, and we found that out to be by a number of things, really, but basically by the Word of God. We must be aware of the world system that we are living in and be aware of ourselves as the world appeals to our base physical nature. We must be living in God's spiritual realm. And that's a must. That is a must. That's the urgency of this message. To be diligent, to be vigilant, and to be aware. And as I read 1 John 1, verses 3 through 6, it says, that which we have seen and declare unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is a message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. So we must be living in that realm. We talked about it's a spiritual realm. We must understand that our home is in heaven. It's not on this earth. We're pilgrims. We're passing through. God has given us His Spirit to help us discern these things. Discern these things which is detrimental to our spiritual life. He's not trying to harm us or trying to keep us from having pleasure. He's trying to keep us from harm and giving us His pleasure, which is the joy that John talks about that I just quoted. So we must be aware of how the devil uses the flesh and uses the world to corrupt our walk with Christ and to hinder God's work. So what's your mindset today? What is your mindset on? And I might ask, when you're alone, and I just read this today, and this is a good point. You're alone and all by yourself, and you're just sitting there thinking and contemplating, what do you think about? Do you think about the things of Christ? Do you think about heaven? Do you think about what it would be like? What's your mindset? Is your mind on spiritual things? Is your mind on, am I living a Christian life, a good Christian life? Am I obeying the Lord? Am I in His will? That's where our mindset should be. Because Paul says it. He says it in Romans. Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires. That's the worldly way, my folks. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. And the mind ruled by the flesh is death. And that's death to our spiritual life. I don't know of any Christian that lives by the world standards that you will find praying or reading their Bible or going to church. Normally, if we're living for the flesh, those things almost become non-existent in our life. And believe me, I talk from experience on this, not just by theory. So Paul says in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men and be strong. Act like men and act like women and be strong in the Lord. And our Lord commanded the church of Sardis, one of the seven churches of Revelation, he says, wake up, strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have found your deeds unfinished in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Hold fast and repent. If you do not wake up, I will come as a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come. I don't know about you folks, but brothers and sisters in Christ, but I don't want to be doing something that I shouldn't be doing, disobeying my Lord when He comes. How embarrassing is that going to be? So I urge you, brothers and sisters, that we live not in accordance with the world. We find out. We're going to talk about how to find out what the world standards are. A lot of them are obvious. We can pick out probably some major things that the world stands for that Christianity does not stand for. But remember, Satan is subtle. That means he's crafty and he's deceitful. And he has a method for each one of us. It's tailor-made for every individual. He knows your weaknesses. He attempts to bring you down. By bringing you down, he feels that he can bring down the cause of Christ. And the Bible gives us ample warning, ample help by the Spirit of God that he may not do that. So, but we have to be willing participants, don't we? We're going to talk about that in our next podcast. So if this message has been a blessing to you, I ask you to pass it on and see you in the next podcast. God bless you.